Our assignment for this week was to bring a verse about sickness and tell what we can learn from it. And here in James 5:14, it says, "Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." I think that's neat, and I've read a bunch of stories about how people have anointed people that were sick with some really bad disease, and here they were healed. And another thing, I think sickness can teach us how we aren't our own gods. We are actually really weak, and really easily something can happen to our bodies if God allows it.
I got Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." And oftentimes we experience some kind of sickness or affliction, but just from time to time. But if we're living for the Lord, there's a lot more to life than whether our condition or how healthy we are or whatever injury we might have suffered or something. But when we're living for the Lord, there's more to life than that, and we can be thankful and be content even in affliction.
This morning when I was thinking about sickness, I was thinking how, you know, God could use it in a way to just be a wake-up call to people. Like, someone could be just going along through their daily life, just kind of slipping into routine, just not really thinking seriously, and they get sick and have to sit in bed for a few days and think about things more. And just thought, it could also be just sickness could be a thing to just test to see how strong we are, just like how Job was tested with sickness.
Here, John 11:4. "But when Jesus heard this, he said, 'This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of Man may be glorified by it.'" And that was, he was talking about Lazarus's sickness. And I was just thinking about how a lot of times sickness, it's just purely to the glory of God, because we can, suffer cold or a virus or something. It comes into our body, but the way he made our bodies, most times the body will fight and then overcome it and be stronger. And that's just amazing. That's totally to the glory of God.
I don't know much about sickness and affliction, but I can be real thankful that I'm healthy and everything. But when there is sickness, you can grow through that and be stronger and look at life like kind of with a different perspective, being thankful for health. And because when we're sick, it just kind of like Jaden said, kind of a wake-up call. You think it's just a blessing. Whenever you get over it, you're well and you're able to work and live life. So we could definitely learn and get stronger through hard times.
I got the same verse as Randall, and
John 11:4. This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so the Son of God may be glorified by it. And so we need to be thankful for sickness, because it's to glorify God. It's not, and to make us think more how powerful God is.
Jesus gave his disciples the power to heal all sicknesses.